He stared at the map again. So Hood had found an opening to the right. Of course. Longstreet stared again at his watch. Almost 4. Lee was miles away. If I go to him now... He saw again the grave gray face, the dark reproachful eyes. Too late. Well, Longstreet thought, Lee wants a frontal assault. I guess he'll have one. He turned to the messenger. Tell General Hood to attack as ordered. McLaws and Barksdale came up together. Barksdale was breathing deeply, face pale, ready for the fight. He said, When do we go in? In a while. In a while. There was a cannon to the right. The beginning? No. Hood was probing with his batteries. Longstreet extracted another cigar. The supply was low. Calmly, he told Gorey to go get some more. He looked up to see Harry Sellers, Hood's AG. Longstreet thought, Sellers is a good man, the best he has. Hood's trying to impress me. The cannon boomed. Sellers started talking. Longstreet said gently, Harry, I'm sorry. Sellers said, his voice touched with desperation, General, will you look at the ground? We can't even mount artillery. All right. Longstreet decided to ride with him. Time was running out. Even now, if Lee attacked en echelon, some of the brigades could not attack before dark, unless everything went very smoothly, and it would not go smoothly. Not today. Longstreet rode, listening to Sellers, thinking, When you study war, it's all so clear. Everybody knows all the movements. General so-and-so should have done such-and-such. God knows we all try. We none of us lose battles on purpose. But now, on this field, what can we do that's undone? He came on Hood, preparing to move out. There was something rare in his face. A light was shining from his eyes. Longstreet had heard men talk of Hood's face in a fight, but he had not seen it. The fight had not yet begun. But Hood's eyes, normally so soft and sad, were wide and black as round coals, shining with a black heat. Hood said, General, the ground is strewn with boulders. They are dug in all over the ground, and there are guns in the rocks above. Every move I make is observed. If I attack as ordered, I will lose half my division, and they will still be looking down our throats from that hill. We must move to the right. Longstreet said nothing. He looked down. Through thick woods, he could begin to see the boulders, great boulders tall as houses, piled one upon another like the wreckage of a vast explosion. Hood said, How can you mount cannon in that? Longstreet. Sam? He shook his head. He thought of it again. No, too late. I cannot go against Lee. Not again. He said, Sam, the commanding general will not approve a move to the right. I argued it yesterday. I argued it all morning. Hell, I've been arguing against any attack at all. How can I call this one off? We have our orders. Go on in. We're waiting on you.